we're going to shift gears here now and head out to the appliance discounter phone lines, because we got Tony Messenger on the line. He's the Metro columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a colleague of mine. He's been all over an issue we were talking about yesterday, which was the St. Louis County Council voting to postpone the development of the ice rink in Creve Coeur Park. The Blues were going to be using as a practice facility. So on Tuesday, the St. Louis County Council voted to approve a resolution to delay the construction of this 40-acre, four-rink recreational ice complex. Tony has been covering this throughout the process, and he has his latest column, looks into some of the things that were and were not accomplished on the way to getting this done. He's talked with the National Resources Department in Missouri and kind of came across this rule, this federal law that could cause a lot of problems for this project. So we're going to catch up with him now. Tony, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Ben, I'm doing great. Doug, Jay, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're fine.
Doing good, Tony. I want to ask you off the bat before we get into some of the specifics. Am I right?
Roscoe Tanner.
Roscoe Tanner.
I love it.
I like that.
In the 1970s, I loved Roscoe. Okay, go ahead.
Roscoe was a power player, no doubt about it. So they had started work, Tony, on this project, and now they have been told to stop. Is that right?
Well, kind of.
Okay.
Everything is in dispute. What the county claims, and they do so without any documentation, and they do so even though the paper record says the opposite. What the county claims is that the work that is going on in Creve Coeur Lake Memorial Park right now is actually an unrelated stormwater project, which, if it's completed, would also happen to help the arena. What they do is they split the land on the exact plan for the ice. They're saying that it's a stormwater project, even though the construction company that filed the permit in the city of Maryland Heights says, accurately, I believe, what they're doing in that site preparation for the St. Louis Ice Center. And the reason that that's so important, if they've started work on the ice center before they received federal approval, they have basically federal approval in serious.
Hey, Tony, you're breaking up on us a little bit there. We heard you say that if they started the project before they received the federal approval, that would mean something. And then we lost you a little bit. Can you repeat
right,
that part?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, if they have started the work on the ice center before they've received federal approval, that will jeopardize the federal approval. And that's what my column in today's Post-Dispatch talks about, that federal officials from the National Park Service have basically already informed the state that this thing is in jeopardy. This thing is very unlikely to meet the federal standard required under the law. And the reason that they have to get federal approval is almost the entire Creve Coeur Lake Memorial Park was paid for by federal funds. So there are three different federal laws that cause for preservation and require various federal approvals in order for them to do the project there.
And what about an ice rink? A lot of the argument has been, look, you know, parks should include ice rinks. A lot of people grew up skating in public parks. What about an ice rink would not match up with what the parks wanted, that the people who run this kind of, obviously starting before you get the approval, I think most people would say that's probably not the best way to do it. But why wouldn't this pass? Why couldn't this be assumed that this would pass?
Well, there is a specific provision in the federal law that says that professional sporting facilities would not be approved. Clearly, at least to some degree, professional sports facility. It's going to be the administrative home of the Blues. It's going to be the Blues practice arena. It's also going to be ice time, hockey teams, other youth sports and that sort of thing. The comparison I would make from my standpoint is, and it's a comparison that the folks from the Legacy Ice Foundation have encouraged. Look at Pittsburgh, I think, in Forest Park. That's a wonderful outdoor experience. My family and I like to go ice skating, even though we all stuck over Christmas holiday at Forest Park, and it's a beautiful outdoor experience. That's what's being built here. It's a 1,000 car lot. It is a massive structure, 250,000 square feet, over 40 acres, with three inside ice rinks and, stands for people to watch hockey. And that's a pro shop, a hockey hall of fame, all wonderful things. I love the project. They're putting the project in completely the wrong place for a variety of reasons.
And now I'm interested in the timing of this a little bit too, because there was a meeting, obviously, that got a lot of attention. There were a lot of families there, kids in their sweaters, and they're representing the love of hockey here in St. Louis. And no one is obviously diminishing or saying that hockey, St. Louis isn't loved, and St. Louis doesn't love its hockey. But based on your reporting, the information you found says that they've heard from the departments in charge of this thing before that meeting even happened.
Yeah, if I were a hockey parent that was asked to bring my kids to that county council meeting, I would be upset, and this is why. And I didn't know this while the meeting was taking place. I didn't know this till the next day when I got some documents from the Department of Natural Resources. But the very day of that county council meeting, Felix Sweeney, who's the CEO of St. Louis Economic Partnership, and Gary Hess, who's the director of county, they're two driving project on behalf of Steve, your county executive, in Jeff City to the Department of Natural Resources, because the Department of Natural Resources got this letter from National Service, this letter they've received in 2 months, asking all sorts of questions about the project and raising sorts of questions and concerns about whether or not it will qualify for federal approval. State of called Jeff Sweeney and Harry Best down to Jeff City several hours before the meeting and give them letters from the federal government and from the state that said, look, this thing could be in jeopardy. You have to provide us documentation that this is actually a stormwater project. And they were not able to do that at that meeting. They gave them verbal saying, oh, yeah, that's what it is. It's stormwater. But the state said, you need to get documentation. I don't believe that happens yet. I've been asking for such documentation, and they haven't given it to me either. I don't believe it's this. But on the day of that meeting, on the day of the county council meeting, where they had all these hockey parents and their kids show up to basically have a campaign rally for Steve Stenger, the county officials already knew this thing might be in jeopardy, and they didn't tell all those parents there that night.
So what is, if this thing gets backlogged, it seems like the pause might be lengthy here as they try to sort this out. Do you have a guess on what the end game is? Do they have to find another place? Do they have to find another location? How do you see this playing out?
Well, there's three sort of possibilities the way I see it. First of all, as Greg Smith, who's an attorney at Hush, I forget the last name, but the law firm in town who is the head of the Legacy Ice Foundation, He and I had a conversation yesterday, and one of the things that bothered him about the column is that I didn't point out, and this is true, that officially the state hasn't even applied to the federal government yet. They're still waiting on documents from St. Louis County. So there is still a chance that the Department of Natural Resources will gather all the stuff they want from the county, will decide that it's okay, will send the proposal to the National Park Service, and the National Park Service at some point, probably not until next year, will either approve or deny. And that land will probably sit vacant until then, just, you know, scraped to earth as it is right now. That's one possibility. The other possibility is what they call a conversion. It's possible that the National Park Service will say, you can build your hockey practice arena, but under the law, you have to give us 40 more acres of similar environmental quality to what you destroyed in the park and add it to the park. So that would mean the project gets much more expensive, 40 other acres somewhere to some landowner has to get bought and add it to the park. That's a possibility, but that would also have to take place before any construction, and that would push things back. The other possibility, frankly, that to me makes most sense, especially because we're talking about building in a floodplain, and you think about what's been going on in Houston and in Texas and in Louisiana this week, and the constant issue we've had in St. Louis in terms of building in floodplains, whether it's Maryland Heights or Chesterfield or St. Louis, and what that does to people and flooding and everything else. The other possibility is the Blues just say, you know what, we got a great facility here. We don't need all these delays. Let's go find another piece of property. Maybe they actually have to spend a little bit more money to get it done, but there's so many potential places for that thing in St. Louis County that it doesn't have to be in a public park. The reason to put it in a public park is so that they don't have to pay property tax. Well, maybe one of these dead malls, maybe one of these areas that is suffering commercially that has some land that can get blighted and they can get some county assistance, maybe that's ultimately what the better option becomes for building this new practice arena.
Well, and that's kind of my question, Tony. I'm looking at the Legacy Foundation Executive Committee, and I know a couple people on there. And the Blues obviously have the wherewithal. I'm kind of wondering why this needs to be on parkland, if you will. I mean, what would be wrong with building a rink and trying to make a profit on the rink? I just don't know. It seems like it's an interesting situation where something must be going on for them to want to try and do it under the auspices of a publicly funded type thing.
That to me is the question. If you look at why set it up as a nonprofit, why does it have to go in the park? Why does it need so much public aid? Those are all, I think, important questions, and they get magnified when you now look at the fact that the process has been messed up by the county. The documents make that pretty clear. There's been some deception. There's a clear question as to whether or not the federal government's going to approve it. I think if they continue going forward, it's quite likely that they're going to get sued. They're already dealing with multiple lawsuits related to the Scott Trade Arena. Again, whether or not those are, you know, you think the Blues are right or somebody else is right, they've got to deal with that litigation. I'm not sure why you would continue down this road when there are so many other options.
Hear, hear.
Tony, do you think one of the other options would be to join with that Chesterfield Ice project? They're trying to get a new rink built in Chesterfield. Couldn't they get together and make everybody happy with one big complex?
Well, theoretically, although that one's got issues too, in part because they're also trying to build in the floodplain. You know, when you look at all these projects trying to build in the floodplain, you got to ask yourself, why are they building in the floodplain? It's because the land is cheap. It's bad.